Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's begin on a cheerful note with music written for an instrument that many of you were introduced to in grade school. The recorder. And unlike the cacophony you may have heard in recorder class at school, back in the day, the recorder included music that was considered to be an important moral and educational influence on the minds of the young. Grieg's Holberg Suite, Opus 40, played a pivotal part. It was originally composed for piano and later adapted for string orchestra. A set of five movements based on 18th century dance forms, one could say, if you're going to be a little highbrow, it's an essay in neoclassicism. It's based on folk rhythms and melodies, so I just think it's based on fun, and it captures the moment. And today, we are present to enjoy it. This is a performance by the English Chamber Orchestra, with Oku Kamu conducting, and the very talented Mikaela Petri. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
What a lovely performance. Oh my goodness. Who knew the recorder could sound so divine as that? That was Michaela Petri on recorder. She was joined with the members of the English Chamber Orchestra and Oku Kamu conducting. And that was a very famous piece. That was Grieg's Holberg Suite. We're going to move on to some music by Leos Janacek, his Glagolitic Mass. Now, this was written in a span of around 3 weeks. Go figure. Who can write a piece in 3 weeks? And it was premiered back in 1927. He wrote that, and I quote, that he wanted to portray the nation's faith not as a religious basis, but on a strong moral one, which calls God to witness. Quite interesting for an agnostic. The revolts of the Czech composer, music theorist, folklorist, publicist, teacher, and I think the list goes on and on, are really quite stunning. Here is the Glagolitic Mass. This is the Credo.
Thank you.
a powerful ending. That was Charles Dutoit and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and Choir. And the Credo from Janáček's Glagolitic Mass. Wow. Was that something or what? You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not? You know, I do it every week. It's oboe music time. Today, some lovely music by Strauss. And despite the harsh conditions under which it was written, it is actually one of Strauss's sunniest works. You never know when a bad day turns around. This morning we're going to hear a performance by John Anderson, and he is joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra with Simon Wright conducting. Here is the second movement, the Andante. And wasn't that an amazing performance? Oboist John Anderson, joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, with Simon Wright conducting. And that was the Andante. And yes, it does go on and on. Come on, you gotta get those chops going. And that was from Strauss's Oboe Concerto. Now we're going to change it up just a little bit and have a little fun. This comes from a disc called Pills to Purge Melancholy by Thomas Derfley. And it's, hate to say it, lewd ballads from the 18th century and low ballads. You know, Garth Brooks did not coin that phrase. It's a lovely disc by the Waits, the City Waits, and Richard Weistrack. And I cannot say more about these selections. They kind of do it themselves. This is As Oyster Nan Stood Her Tub, and There Was a Lass of Islington.
As Oyster Nan stood by her tub to show her vicious inclination, she gave her noblest parts a scrub and sighed for want of copulation. A vintner of no little fame, who excellent red and white can sell ye, beheld the little dirty dame as she stood scratching of her belly. "Come in," says he, "you silly slut, 'tis now a rare convenient minute. I'll lay the itching of your scut, except some greedy devil be in it." With that the flat-capped Fursby smiled, and would have blushed, but that she could not. "Alas," says she, "we're soon beguiled by men to do those things we should not." From door they went behind the bar, as it's by common fame reported, and there upon a turkey chair, unseen, the loving couple sported. But being called up by company, as he was taking pains to please her, "I'm coming, coming, sir," says he. "My dear, and so am I," she says, "sir." Her molehill belly swelled about into a mountain quickly after, and when the pretty mouse crept out, the creature caused a mighty laughter. And now she has learnt the pleasing game, although much pain and shame it cost her. She daily ventures at the same, and shuts and opens like an oyster. Thank you.
a basket on her arm. Her pears to sell, you may know it right well, this fair maid meant no harm. But as she tripped along the street, her pleasant food to sell, a vintner did with her meat, who liked this maid full well. Quoth he, fair maid, what have you there in basket decked grave? Fine pears, quoth she, and if it please ye, a taster you shall have. The vintner, he took a taste and liked it well for wine. This maid he thought of all the rest most pleasing to his eye. Quoth he, fair maid, I have a suit that you to me must grant, which if I find you be so kind, there's nothing that you shall want. Thy beauty doth so please my eye and dazzle so my sight, that now of all my liberty I am deprived quite. Then prithee now consent to me and do not put me by. It is but one small courtesy all night with you to lie. Sir, if you lie with me one night as you propound to me, I do expect that you should prove both courteous, kind and free. For to tell you all in short, it will cost you £5. A match, the vintner said, and so let this go round. When he had lain with her all night, her money she did crave. Oh, stay the other night, and the money thou shalt have. I cannot stay, nor will I stay, I needs must now be gone. Why then thou mayst the money go look for, money I'll pay thee none. This maid she made no more ado, but to a justice went, and unto him she made her moan, who did her case lament. She said she had a cellar let out to a vintner in the town, and how that he did then agree £5 to pay her down. But now, quoth she, the case is thus, no rent that he will pay. Therefore, your worship, I beseech to send for him this day. Then straight the justice for him sent, and asked the reason why, that he would pay this maid no rent, to which he did reply. Although I hired a cellar of her, and the possession was mine, I never put anything into it but one poor pipe of wine. Therefore my bargain it was hard, as you may plainly see. I from my freedom was debarred, then good sir favour me. This fair maid being ripe of wit, she straight replied again, you had two butts more at the door, why did you not roll them in? You had your freedom and your will, as is to you well known. Therefore I do desire still for to receive my own. The justice hearing of the case did then give order straight, that he the money should pay down, she should no longer wait. Withal he told the vintner fine, if he a tenant be, he must expect to pay the same, for he could not sit rent free. But when the money she had got, she put it into her purse, and clapped her hand on the cellar door, and said it was never the worse. Which caused the people all to laugh, to see this vintner fine, outwitted by a country girl about his pipe of wine.
Once was very fair, a quick bewitching eye she had, most neatly looked her braided hair, her dainty cheek would make you mad. Upon her lips did all the graces play, and on her breast 10,000,000 Cupids lay. Then many a doting lover came, from 17 to 21, each told her of his mighty flame, but she, forsooth, affected none. One was not handsome, the other was not fine. This of tobacco smelled, and that of wine. But the other day it was my fate to walk along that way alone. I saw no coach before her gate, but at her door I heard a moan. She dropped a tear, and sighing seemed to say, "Young ladies, marry, marry while you may."
All kinds of interesting information from the 18th century. Pills to purge melancholy. And you know, we're not that different today. We heard three songs from the disc. And as Oyster Nan stood by her tub, I'm not going there. There Was a Lass of Islington, not going there either. And Poor Cecilia Once Was Very Fair. And I'm not going there either. All fun and interesting selections. A great CD. Quite a lark. The City Waits with Richard Weisterick. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me, and I do hope that you will join me again next week.